Hey folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talkback Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart Radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart Radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart Radio app. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, let's face it. As you get older, after a night with drinks, you don't bounce back the next day like you used to. Thanks to ZBiotics, you don't have to make the choice of having a great night or a great day. ZBiotics pre-alcohol prebiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not the dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and of course, you're going to feel your best tomorrow. So go to ZBiotics.com/JustNews to get 15% off your first order when you use the Just News promo code at checkout. Once again, ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/JustNews and use that promo code JustNews at checkout for 15% off your order. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and also for letting us have a good time. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin joins us. Congressman, great to have you back on the show.
It's great to be with you both.
So this is something that you proved can happen. You ran an election in 2022 that nearly catapulted you to New York governor in a dark blue state. Early voting made such a big role. It also delivered 4 House seats. It seems like the Republican Party is catching up to where you were a couple of years ago.
We need to lean into early voting even more, to be honest with you. There are states like Pennsylvania where they've legalized universal mail-in balloting, Nevada, where there's not just more early voting, but specifically ballot harvesting now legal. And Republicans, conservatives can respond by saying, we disagree with universal mail-in balloting, so we're going to boycott it. Or we disagree with ballot harvesting, so we're going to boycott that in Nevada. The problem is, as we saw in 2022, is that you'll end up losing Senate races because of it. Yeah. Mehmet Oz lost the race in Pennsylvania. Adam Laxalt came up just short in Nevada. There was a snowstorm that hit Reno And all of a sudden, all these Election Day voters don't make it to the polls, and Kamala Harris becomes the deciding vote, and Chuck Schumer becomes the majority leader of the Senate. So I would say my message to conservatives out there across the country, to Republicans everywhere, is that we need to lean into early voting. And as far as encouraging others to early vote, I would say to reach out to people who don't normally vote. They're called low propensity voters. The people who come out sometimes, some of these, sometimes they don't show up at all. If we have these individuals in our lives, if you encourage them to vote early, once they vote, their vote's in. And then we can focus our attention and our resources towards other people. So my other message there to Republicans, conservatives is when you're leading into early voting, don't just cannibalize your election day vote. Don't just reach out to the people who will always vote no matter what. Let's use this opportunity to get out people who don't normally vote, and that'll increase our turnout overall, and then we can win these close races.
Yeah, good advice.
It's important. I'm so glad you said that, because if they change the rules, we can't take the ball and go home. But the low propensity voters, that's the focus of the early voting effort, right? Because people who are traditional Republicans, they love showing up on Election Day. They love filling that out by hand and slipping it in the box. This is only for low propensity voters. How much of an increase do you think that it can make by targeting those folks who wouldn't necessarily show up on Election Day because of weather or work or whatever prevents them?
It's the difference between winning and losing. And I would say that for people who have never voted early and they want to vote on Election Day on the machines, in a lot of these states, you can vote on the same machine that you would vote for on Election Day. You would be able to vote early. So if you're out there talking to somebody who might be a low propensity voter, sometimes they vote, sometimes they don't, but they say that when they do, it's only on Election Day on the machine. Like, for example, here in New York, if you show up and vote early in my home state, you're voting on the same exact machine that you'll vote for, vote on Election Day. Now, there are thousands of counties across this entire country. Project 19 is an effort by America First Policy Institute and America First Works targeting the 19 counties that will really decide who is the next president. It decided that race in 2020. The counties that we've all heard of, you know, like Maricopa County in Arizona, Clark County in Nevada, Fulton in Georgia, Bucks County in Pennsylvania. These counties are key. And this coalition has been coming together, the conservative organizations, dozens of them from across the country. They've many have signed on to a United We Win pledge. Instead of the right, instead of conservative groups battling each other, fighting each other in conflict and competition and friction, instead, we all need to be working together with one common goal in order to be successful this November. It's a time to unite if we don't want four more years of Joe Biden. If we don't want a Democrat House and a Senate, we can't be spending the next 7 months left between now and Election Day wasting any time and opportunity and fighting amongst ourselves. Now's the time to rally together to unite and win.
Yeah, such an important message. It's funny, Congressman. I was out and about after the 22 election. I talked to a lot of voters who hadn't voted, and I really learned something about the modern economy, the modern situation, maybe a result of Joe Biden, but there are small business owners who can't get away on Election Day because they can't find enough workers. There's moms that took their kids and started homeschooling them, and dads that are homeschooling their children. And then there are other people working two and three jobs just to survive inflation. And so getting them in on a Saturday, getting them to do it by mail is maybe the only logistical way. I think that's one of the learnings that a lot of people are having, that this new economy that Joe Biden built makes it harder for some people to vote, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone does have the opportunity to vote. And you never know what might happen on Election Day. A snowstorm hits Reno. We saw it with the special election that took place in New York in the middle of February. A snowstorm ended up impacting voter turnout for 7 hours. And that ended up once again harming the efforts to be able to turn out the vote. And I would say for people out there who want to go above and beyond, sign up to be a poll worker, be a poll watcher. Recruit others to do the same. If you care about ballot integrity and securing the vote, you can be part of this process. I was at an event last Thursday in New York where the new RNC chairman, Michael Whatley, was giving remarks, talking about a goal to recruit hundreds of thousands of volunteers. That's a great goal. It's not going to happen on its own. anyone out there who wants to be part of a successful fall, a successful election day, if you have the ability, the willingness, please sign up and volunteer. It's not just about voting. If we can all go above and beyond, we can't lose.
Lee, I wanted to ask you, you know, I am not comparing Democrat lawyers to terrorists. However, when I look at the issue of combating terrorism, a terrorist only has to be right once or successful once to wreak havoc. And I think about the pivotal Pennsylvania decision before the 2020 election. Democrats with their lawfare only had to be successful in a few items, in a few cases, to wreak havoc on the 2020 election. But I, you know, for a long time, I've been screaming from the hilltops, where are the Republican Mark Eliases? Where are the Republican lawyers out there who are willing to fight back? But it sounds like you've been talking to a lot of them.
Yeah, there are many groups, some of which, by the way, have signed this United We Win pledge that I was just discussing. Some are national organizations, some are in individual states. And thank God they're out there, whether it's litigation and lawfare, securing the vote, from recruiting poll workers to making sure you're filing your litigation in time. It's all important. In Wisconsin in 2020, there was an effort called Democracy in the Park, where the left illegally collected approximately 17,000 ballots that they shouldn't have. The case ends up getting to the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, and the case wasn't ruled on the merits. Under the doctrine of laches, the Supreme Court said that because you filed your suit too late, that we are not going to be able to rule in your favor. It didn't matter that the ballots were collected illegally. So it's important that suits are filed proactively so that no court can say after the fact that the suit was filed too late and therefore there's no standing. In Pennsylvania, as you just pointed out, this is one of the grossest examples. The League of Women Voters filed a friendly lawsuit against the state secretary of state. So the secretary of state then turns around and settles the case with the League of Women Voters, where the secretary of state changed how the state was administering their law. You can't do that. It's right in the U.S. Constitution saying that state legislatures determine how these elections are being administered. So in the name of COVID, they were changing non-state legislative actors how these elections were being conducted. And I'll tell you one last example. Also in Wisconsin, it was a county elections commissioner who was putting out guidance to voters in that county how to get around the state's signature verification and voter identification law. It's important that we are on our toes in these targeted counties, in these targeted states, and really everywhere all across America, to make sure that we are proactive, that we have the bandwidth, the ability, and we're ready to jump on all of this. And that's one more pitch that I would have to give, whether if you're an attorney out there and you can sign up and volunteer. If you're not an attorney and you're willing to sign up and volunteer, we need you. It is so clear that just the votes alone are not enough. We're going to need people to go above and beyond. And the litigation and lawfare component is one of them. Amanda, you said, why aren't there more Mark Eliases out there on the right? Why aren't there any Mark Eliases out there on the right? And I would say for any attorney out there listening, get involved. This is one of those moments where you cannot sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's right. Inaction is not an option. The silence is not an option this election. There's no doubt about it. Congressman, real quickly, if people want to get involved with Project 19 and all the great work that AFW, America First Policy Institute, and what's the best way for someone to engage? They want to be a poll watcher, want to learn how to get recruit people to vote early.
Go to AmericaFirstWorks.com.
Wow, we're going to leave it there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more exclusive interviews right here on John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just
$30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Welcome back, everybody. In a 4.5-minute video posted to Truth Social, presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump announced his stance on abortion ahead of the November election. And while he covered IVF and the historic decision made by the Supreme Court, he had this to say about Democrats and abortion.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
And the former president went on to say that he, like President Reagan, is strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. But not all pro-life conservatives are celebrating the video message, including our next guest, Marjorie Dannenfelser, and she is the president of the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America Group. And she joins us to talk about her differing statement now. Marjorie, thank you so much for being here. I know that there are differentiations between your stance and what President Trump said, although it doesn't seem to me like there's really a vast gulf. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think that last point that she made is very, very correct and on point, and the former statement. So the first statement that he made about this being a state's only position, I do take, and the pro-life movement takes great, a very strong differing opinion with, and that is that this is human rights don't stop at the borders of states. This is not a matter of geography. It's a matter of what is deep in the DNA of who the human being is. And so to have a federal minimum standard at late-term abortion when a baby feels pain, they have fingernails, they have fully developed organs and eyes and fingerprints, and they are so what we're looking forward to for a baby, a healthy baby and a healthy mom. That is a very popular and consensus position in this country. And it's a pro-choice position even in this country, and it's a pro-life position. It just doesn't please both ends of the spectrum. And so where a difference of opinion is that it's a states versus federal position. Where we definitely agree is that Roe versus Wade, because of his efforts and because of our supporting of those efforts as well, led to his defense of all those justices, led to the overturn of Roe, turn it back to the states and every legislature, including the Congress, to get to consensus in all of those realms. And so I think it's an enormous mistake in terms of where the pro-life battle is, but it's more about a human rights battle and where incrementalism is. And I also think that it's a politically misplaced place to put your marker, because the other side is for unlimited abortion. This current president is so lacking in compassion where he would draw the line, meaning nowhere. So the contrast between nowhere and a 15-week or somewhere around there late term when a baby feels pain is a contrast. It's a winning contrast politically. And so that's where we were hoping he would land. He did not, but I still have hope.
So, Marjorie, one of the things that wasn't in the speech, but I assume will be forthcoming, is making clear that the president opposes federal tax dollars for any abortion practices, procedures, support. That wasn't on there today. Do you expect that in the weeks ahead? And is that important to solidify not only his base, but where he really stands on the issues?
Yeah, I do expect that. I think in his first administration, he made certain commitments. Yeah. That was one of them. He made a commitment to a 20-week limit at that point, a federal limit on abortion at a consensus place. He committed to stand by pro-life Supreme Court justices and federal judges in general. He made really strong commitments at that point. And I think some of those we will see again, because they're basic conservative principles. I think that where we would like to see some progress, and I actually do have hope, is that he would match that commitment that he made formerly in his past administration on a gestational limit with some sort of limit at some point late in pregnancy on the federal level, which would be not only the politically smart thing to do, but also the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Margie, I just want to ask the hard question and have the hard discussion, because I mean, yeah. I think that Europe can be used as a cautionary tale when you have a hardline stance on abortion. You know, their pro-life movement in a lot of countries in Europe has kind of fizzled out to the degree that it hardly has any footing. How do you balance that with making sure that you win seats so that you have Republicans in Congress and in Washington so that the abortion, that the pro-life movement doesn't just totally fall away?
I'm glad you brought up Europe, because in Europe, 47 out of 50 European nations have a limit on abortion 15 weeks or earlier. And most of those countries have it at 12 weeks, because they didn't have a Supreme Court like we did that put a cap on consensus in the country and an ability to develop law in a country that was based on the will of the people. Now, we just got that. So we have high expectations about what we can do quickly. But I think what makes sense, and I think what is to look at the polls, the will of the people of this country, what even pro-choice people say, what suburban women generally say, what we see in battleground states, is that if you take a position of limiting late-term abortion as a federal minimum standard versus what the current president says, which is there should be no limit, that's a winning position. You've got a 70 versus 10% position, and the rest don't know what they think. But that is a winning position in every other political issue. The question is, why on this issue, why would we not follow the basic rules of politics and stake out our positions in ways that make rational sense with a rational contrast? And I think it's just basic fear of the A word. And that evidenced itself as soon as Dobbs happened. And we had an ostrich strategy in the Republican Party in general that led to defeats in 2020, because we got $500 million spent against us, about $50 million against, with no candidates really on the federal level except for J.D. Vance and Rubio saying exactly what they thought in terms of contrast. So I think you can expect losses when you don't raise money and you don't provide a contrast. And I think if this is the case moving into this election, we predict there will be losses again, because you've abandoned the benefit that this issue provides you, and that is a wildly popular late-term limit versus unlimited abortion.
Yeah. Marjorie, there was one candidate in the last election who did a campaign on a 15-week minimum limit. That was Governor Glenn Youngkin in the Virginia legislature. And a funny thing happened when we looked at the data after the election. A lot of evangelicals and pro-life voters stayed home in that election, saying, "Well, we don't want any abortion." How do you balance that? How do you message a 15-weeker when a lot of people think that that's sanctioning abortion up to 15 weeks?
That's an astute and right question. I think it is really up to our people running for office to communicate, educate to some extent the voters about what the state of the law is, what the choices are, and what incrementalism looks like. And the history of the United States human rights law has been based on basically people who are courageous enough to embrace a strong consensus at that point without getting every single thing that they wanted,
right,
because they were so eloquent in their contrast between where they wanted to be and where their opponent wanted to be. I think Glenn Youngkin was very eloquent. I think he did a fantastic job, and I think he's one of the, and I think he's got a future because of that commitment. But I think it is that. I think it's leaning into it, like the Democrats lean into this, and making it very clear, you know, how modest this is. But the people who are true believers, like me, you know, and many people perhaps listening today, can take many lessons from what it was like when moving from segregation to desegregation, going from slavery to abolition, and all of those took incremental steps.
We've just got about 30 minutes left. I wanted to, or 30 seconds left. Republicans we know can win or lose seats based on their pro-life stance. I'm not sure that's true for Democrats, because or at least Democrats losing on a pro-life stance, because it honestly seems to me like Democrats in general don't really have a pro-life base left.
I think you're really hinting at a realignment that could occur, which Republicans would be the losers in. And that is, if there is no home for pro-life voters in the Republican Party, and there are some Democrats who start to act like Democrats of about 25 years ago, and where that is what realignment, that is what incrementalism looks like, where the vice grip of the Democratic Party starts to loosen, they get to have a modest position, and I might say start taking votes away from the Republican Party.
Right.
Hey, folks, before we take a quick commercial break, I want to take a moment for our sponsor, Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's what I need. I'm busy. I want to eat healthy, but I don't have the time to do long preparations. Factor Meals takes care of that for me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. For our listeners, Factor is giving you 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. So head to factormeals.com/Solomon50, S-O-L-O-M-O-N-50, and use the code JUSTNEWS50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off the next month. That's a great deal. One more time, use the promo code JUSTNEWS at factormeals.com/JUSTNEWS50. Folks, we're sponsored today by Donors Trust, the tax-friendly way to preserve your charitable giving. In times of crisis, those with a giving spirit and a desire to build up civil society find ways to be helpful. And that's when it's good to have a charitable resource ready to deploy when they're needed most. Donors Trust offers donor-advised funds or giving accounts. You can use these funds as your own charitable investment account and manage your charitable giving in a way that's smart, tax-advantaged, aligned with your values, and private. Donors Trust clients are using their funds to support charities helping their local communities while also using their giving account to simultaneously support think tanks and liberty-minded organizations that believe our constitutional rights shouldn't get lost in a time of emergency. Now is the time to take a closer look at Donors Trust and join their community of liberty-minded donors by opening a donor advised fund. Go to donorstrust.org/justnews for the ultimate survival guide to charitable giving and learn how a donor advised fund can preserve your ability to give to the charities you love. That's donorstrust.org/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. And you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Some big news about my amazing co-host, Amanda Head. She launched her first podcast show today on the Justin News Podcast Network. We're so excited for that, and she joins me, as always, from Lawson. There it is. Furthermore, you're going to definitely want to subscribe to that. Amanda, congratulations on the launch, and I know you got some other headlines you're watching.
Good evening, John. Yes, it's great to be back after a busy weekend and on such an astronomical Monday. I'm sorry, I had to put the dad joke in there. And while we're talking about podcasts, yes, I wanted to shamelessly or shamefully, depending on how you look at it, plug my new podcast that your great Just the News Podcast Network is welcoming on. So Furthermore with Amanda Head, that's the title of it, and it's officially out today. And while I don't want to get too far ahead of the first episode that you can listen to right now on Apple, Spotify, and any other place that you listen to podcasts, I certainly am looking forward to continuing my conversations about politics and the news of the day. But on the podcast, I'm going to also be diving into sports, the latest within the culture wars, and of course, dedicating some time and throwing it back to my roots within the music industry and the world of Hollywood and entertainment. So be on the lookout for a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and an occasional weekend show, depending on what's happening in the news cycle. Everybody, and welcome to Furthermore with Amanda Head. I know you've got a million choices out there for podcasts, and I am so excited that you have landed here at Furthermore. This is going to be a show about the stories outside of the stories. We're going to hit the hard-hitting politics stuff like we do on my TV show with John Solomon, Just the News, No Noise. But that show, like the title implies, Just the News, No Noise, it's a little light on the commentary side, and that is the opposite of what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about the commentary, because the who, what, when, and where of the news story is obviously important, but the why and the how is what drives politics. It's what drives elections. And we're going to focus a lot on that. We're also going to have a lot of cultural guests on the show, because there is an extremely important and influential intersection of politics and culture. And as the great Andrew Breitbart said, politics are downstream of culture. So we've got to focus on the culture things, because that's what drives a lot of the issues that we are seeing in America today. I have a lot of different interests. I have a lot of different hobbies. So we're also going to cover some lifestyle stuff. We're going to throw some curveball topics in there that are going to be interesting. I think it's important for we as conservatives to have a lot of different knowledge in a lot of different areas. We're also going to have on athletes and talk about sports. So we're going to cover everything on this podcast. And I am so excited that you all have joined me. Thanks so much for being here. Furthermore with Amanda Head. We'll see you next time.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off,
ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7.
Can't pay the IRS? Haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? Yeah, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need warriors on your side. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA employs brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. For instance, they've discovered a limited-time special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let Tax Network USA attorneys handle it. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS. They know which agents to work with and which to avoid. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. Or visit taxnetworkusa.com/Victor. TaxNetworkUSA.com/Victor.
You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider.